democratization, they simply do not take part in the elections because they know that the price for the introduction of democracy and market is high, and they in particular have to pay. Black is beautiful, and indigenous people are smiling on postcards. But discrimination continues in Northern America and in other white countries. Who will be the outcasts in an integrated Europe? The gypsies? The migrant workers? Some ethnic minorities? The Russians or the Romanians? The Muslims? Or the Jews again? Who is really interested in a resolution of the never-ending killings in Northern Ireland, apart from the people who live there? Is European integration a way to overcome the problems in Baku, in Kosovo, in the Basque area? Or is European integration a way to neglect them? Contrary to the United States of America, Europe is not a melting pot of cultures. The unity of Europe is a unity in diversity, as it is often proclaimed so proudly. Different ethnic and linguistic units live side by side, but very often not peacefully and not with equal rights. And finally, where will political power be concentrated in an integrated Europe? Will all the power go to Brussels and Strasbourg? Or do we need a nexus of new authorities spread all over Europe? The spreading of power can prevent Europe from becoming an old-fashioned superpower with worldwide aspirations. How strong do we want the CSCE to become? And what about the relations between such institutions as the CSCE and the European Community, and for instance, the Council of Europe? You see, I've already pointed out an agenda for the Helsinki Citizens' Assembly, but there's one point left which still needs some elaboration. The Helsinki Citizens' Assembly is about civil society, which must become a vehicle for European integration. Civil society is present here, in this room today, though only a particular part of it. If we understand by civil society the non-governmental, organized part of society, then the people who are here together represent institutions that are open and social, or in other words, community-oriented. That means that they appeal to people to join in, to take personal responsibility for a public cause. There is an urgent need in Europe and elsewhere for strong social organizations and social movements. Indeed, the temptation is now to the Jewish society into producers and consumers only. In other words, consumerism. Consumerism, which in my view is a serious threat because it kills social responsibility and it creates a mentality of laissez-faire as long as my personal interest is not at stake. Being here as people belonging to the social part of civil society, we show that Europe needs cross-relations between people of different professions and opinions, between church-related bodies, environmental movements, trade unions, political parties, human and civil rights organizations, peace movements, cultural clubs, etc. Together we want to show responsibility for a European process of integration not characterized by consumerism, but by justice, peace, and the integrity of creation. The social stratum of civil society must be strengthened within nations and throughout Europe, and made capable to cope with the huge problems that accompany the process of European integration. This is one of the central questions to be discussed at this Helsinki Citizens' Assembly. The goal of the Helsinki Citizens' Assembly is to become a permanent forum of the civil society from the so-called Helsinki countries, a breeding place for new ideas and initiatives, a permanent address for exchange and policy making. However, the first priority of the Helsinki Citizens' Assembly is not to answer the question how to solve this or that particular problem. If that was all, we could easily feel quite powerless, either because we do not find the answer or because there is no one who is willing to implement our answers. No, the first priority of the Helsinki Citizens Assembly is civil society itself. That is our own participation in citizens' initiatives all over Europe. How to combine our engagement with one another and how to challenge others to join in. How to revive civil society in a community of active citizens responsible for the future of Europe and the world. Many topics will be raised during the Assembly, but the main question is who is prepared to make an issue out of it and thus to become personally involved. At the end of this first Assembly, we can be one step closer to an integrated Europe. I wish all of you good luck and much success on the road you are planning to go.
Ich bin Stella Jäger aus der Schweiz. Ich bin die Convenerin der Women's Commission. Und ich bin von der Women's Commission, die heute über Mittag sich getroffen hat, in einem noch kleineren Kreis beauftragt worden, hier ein paar Worte zu sagen. Und zwar, bevor die Diskussion über Civil Society anfängt. Civil Society als Triebkraft für die Demokratisierung ist ja das Thema. Und wir befürchten nicht nur, sondern wir haben auch schon festgestellt heute Mittag, dass einmal mehr meist vergessen wird, dass die Triebkraft der Bewegungen und die Triebkraft der politischen Veränderungen noch immer und auch heute Frauen waren. Und wir möchten, dass sich das während dieser Konferenz auch noch ändert. Wir haben uns sehr geärgert, dass erstens heute früh eine Frau, die gesprochen hat, von einem prominenten Mann, der hereinkam, unterbrochen wurde. Wir sind nicht einverstanden damit, dass wir als Frauen über Mittag einen Raum bekommen, der zuerst nicht zu finden ist, und dass diese Zeit über Mittag festgelegt ist, wo die anderen Leute essen können, während Frauen dann diese 2 Stunden reinpressen können, um dort zu diskutieren. Und wir möchten hoffen, dass unter Freiheit nicht einmal mehr die Freiheit besteht, dass Frauen freiwillig die Dienstleistungen machen und Männer die Freiheiten von oben verkünden. Wir hoffen, dass bei den Diskussionen über Bürgerrechte in Zukunft und auch hier in der Assembly über Frauenrechte nachgedacht wird und dass explizit erwähnt wird, was die Rechte von Frauen sind. Und wir möchten, dass die Strukturen in dieser Assembly sich längerfristig und so kurzfristig wie möglich auch sich so ändern, dass Frauen die Möglichkeit haben, ihre Erfahrungen einzubringen und dass es nicht so ist, dass vom Podium aus nur Leute reden und keine Möglichkeit besteht, sich dazu hin zu äußern. So, das war die Mitteilung zum Anfang und ich hoffe auf ein spannendes Podium.
Cette année, la République de Slovénie et de Croatie ont pour la première fois depuis la Deuxième Guerre eu des élections libres. Alors je suis ici avec Vesna Terzelić de Yougoslavie. Et alors la question que je veux lui poser, comme j'ai posé à d'autres femmes, c'est ce changement extraordinaire, est-ce qu'il a apporté aussi des changements à la situation des femmes? Does this change brought some changes in the women's situation in Yugoslavia?
Yes, definitely. It looks that women lost a lot. First, they lost a lot of places in parliament. From the 20% in parliament, we came on 10% in Slovenia and on 4% in Croatia. So it's really not representative because we are still majority. Second thing is that we lost in a meaning of human rights and in meaning of hope, because all these years after Second World War, we always had a hope that things will going better. But now, after this change, after this new freedom, things definitely going worser. Worser from day to day, because we had and we still have a very liberal abortion law. But now parliaments of Slovenia and Croatia will probably discuss about some changes in abortion law, so we will not be allowed in future maybe to make decisions about our own bodies, our own lives. And also happens that in Parliament of Croatia some administrators came with very funny papers with advices that all the women members of Parliament has to wear dresses, not trousers, so Parliament can decide also about style of dressing. And even in schools it is just on a verbal level, it's impossible to prove this with written proofs. Teachers, women teachers, are advised to come in school promptly dressed, it means in dresses, not in trousers and all this other ugly stuff. So we actually have quite bad feelings about new happens. Even this rising of all the human rights make a women's situation worse in some cases. For example, on SOS phone happen now because of new rights of all the people that volunteers from SOS phone call the police if man beat woman. And then police came in the place. They can just pick up the man, come with him in police station, make a papers about incidents, and then they have to send him home. They can't say you have to stay here and to lay down and to wait to become no drunk. So the man goes home and beats the woman one more time. Even such things happens. And we are feeling big need to organize ourselves better, to make women associations and establish women rights, not just to speak about human rights, but establish specific women rights and to establish a women public opinion. We are trying to speak now in existing groups to women public, and we are making actions, we are making petitions just to women public. It's maybe like discrimination of men in first voice, but situation is just very bad, and we are trying to organize more networks between women to protect ourselves better, because even in field of family planning now it's very strong issue to open the possibility for 3 years of staying at home if you have a child. It's a very clear sign that future unemployment will be mainly women question. Women are in the moment totally exhausted because of all the problems with buying of food, with growing up the children. All these things are in Yugoslavian patriarchal society on the back of women. Also, I want to mention problems with school, because we had the hope that one day we will see sexual education in schools, but now we are in front of very strong discussion on putting of religion lessons in the schools, and sexual education is totally forgotten, because point is always a very big number of abortions in Slovenia and in Croatia. We have a really very big number of abortions, but we haven't practically no one good service and advising office for contraception. We haven't sexual education in the schools, so girls and boys sometimes don't know practically nothing about very elementary contraceptive things. and parents are still very shamey because we are a patriarchal society. And I think the way is, of course, not to abolish abortion, to forbid abortion, but the way is sexual education. So we are trying to promote some programs for sexual education in schools.
Does it mean that for you, democracy, freedom, human rights are not the same for women and men?
not exactly, but truth is that in this atmosphere, after this freedom revolution, one new mass culture came out. After Second World War, in Central Eastern Europe, we have this wave of revolutionary mass culture, and women stayed somewhere behind men. And now we have a very strong wave of nationalistic culture, and men became very, very noisy. You can see this in all these political meetings. You can see the men with flags, with big paroles. And if a really important politician, like Father of Nation, make a speech, then they will scream and they will jump and they will express themselves. But women will maybe stay somewhere with one with with crying, you know. They will feel something, but not. It's not comparable. And this democracy in the moment, I really didn't make women happy. We are really in worse situation now. So the question is not that democracy, like a general term, is just for men or for women, or democracy is different for men and women. The question is that it is not democracy yet, and it's very long travel in front of us. I afraid that we will travel 20 years, and probably Polish people, Czechoslovakian people, 30 years, because the only important difference between Yugoslavia and all these other Eastern European countries has been that we had some feminist groups in the past. We had some effective feminist groups. We translated a lot of books. We had some newspapers. And we have now some feminist infrastructure, but in all these other countries, this is not present, this is not current situation. So we will work very seriously next 20 years to probably think about democracy.
And more, because...